Seattle Mayor Ed Murray has laid out his vision for transportation in the city over the next decade. The move sets the stage for renewing the transportation levy that expires later this year. The mayor plans to reveal a new levy proposal in a few weeks. KUOW's Joshua McNichols has more.
Ballard Blossom delivers flower bouquets all over town. Manager Rachel Martin says, with traffic the way it is, the logistics have gotten very complicated.
We've learned, you know, how to schedule the routes, what parts of town are going to be busiest. We watch the news, we watch the different apps on the phones that we can have for our drivers so that they know, you know, what's going on with the viaduct and what's going on with the floating bridges.
Martin relies on news reports and apps and all that because customers don't like late flowers. Yesterday, Mayor Ed Murray laid out a 10-year transportation plan he hopes will ease tension between all the different kinds of vehicles that compete for road space.
We need to step away from the mode wars where we're fighting bikes against cars, against pedestrians, against parking, against freight, etc. And this plan actually creates an integrated approach. It is about making them work together.
Murray's report identified 24 specific projects he said would help relieve congestion. Those include an enhanced transit corridor linking downtown to Ballard, freight improvements in the Soto neighborhood, and an expansion of the streetcar network. Funding would come from a variety of sources, including everything from federal grants to advertising at bus shelters. The plan didn't represent a big increase in spending, but several of the projects would require renewal of Seattle's transportation levy. That's set to expire this year. Murray plans to release a complete list of projects to be included in the levy in a few weeks. We don't know how big the levy's going to be yet, but it could include things like transit and bicycle improvements to big arterial streets all over the city and extending the Burke-Gilman Bicycle Trail. Joshua McNichols, KUOW News.